This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to Futurology Show, the right here on Cliff Central. It's the show where we study the future and we analyze the current digital landscape to give you guys a better idea of what's happening in the world of tech and digital, both here in South Africa and globally. Today we are talking e-commerce and online shopping. And again, you're with me, B2, because B1 is still stuck on a ship in the middle of somewhere near Australia, and there's a big cyclone coming and he couldn't get signal, so we're going to just let him off the hook on this one. But I do have a very cool studio guest with me. She's been with us before. We were talking internet security and dark web, and we've got Candace Sutherland back in the studio.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Excellent. Always cool to have you around. So, e-commerce, online shopping. We've been having some chats around what this is, and it's something that everybody is a part of. And because everybody that's listening has at some point in the last year specifically and will in the future be online shopping, we are going to open up the phone lines today at Cliff Central, and we're going to be taking your calls as well. So if you'd like to phone us, it's 0861-555-189. That's 0861-555-189 if you'd like to phone in. Otherwise, Twitter at cliffcentral.com. Hashtag Futurology, and we'll be watching out for those tweets. Let us know what you think. Let's get into it.
Awesome.
Online shopping.
Yes.
You've bought some shoes, I'm sure. You're a girl. You've bought some shoes online.
Absolutely.
And how was the experience for you?
It was great. I didn't have to drive to a shopping center, struggle with parking, pay for that parking, walk to a shop, pass 10 other shops that I'm not interested in seeing at all. I go online, find the pair of shoes that I want, pick the color, pick the size, and 2 days later it's delivered. What a pleasure.
Yeah. No, and that's the thing. We used to think that cash is king, and now convenience is king.
Absolutely.
It seems to be the thing that if you've got access to your shop in your hand, then why would I ever want to get in my car and drive through the crazy Johannesburg or Cape Town traffic or anywhere?
Exactly. And invariably, you have to pop over, to do something because you've forgotten to do it, whether it's groceries or, get a bunch of flowers or get that gift voucher. And now you don't have to worry about that. When you're driving home in traffic, you do it on your phone. The credit, it goes through on your credit card, so you don't have to worry about drawing cash and paying for parking and finding the meter. You don't have to worry about any of that. And by the time you get home, you're relaxed and calm, and that present, that outfit for Friday night, those sympathy flowers are sorted.
Exactly. There really isn't anything. There is nothing you cannot get online.
Absolutely. I mean, you can purchase groceries, you can purchase dog food, clothes, anything that you want, you can purchase online.
We could even buy B1 a new raincoat for his cyclone that's coming up to him soon. So we'd probably do that and get it sent him just in time for it to finish.
Let's do that.
Okay, cool. So I was reading an interesting article in Memeburn, and they reckon that, or PayPal has said that South Africa is expected to reach a 37 billion rand a year market just in e-commerce and online.
Yeah.
And that's not all. But wait, that is not all. There is more. They reckon that by 2017, it's going to go to 46 billion rand. Mm. And the thing that really interests me on that stat is that 19 billion rand of that is actually coming from mobile devices. And we're seeing a lot of great uptake from your online shop. So your Takealot, Kalahari Merge, and Takealot coming together and saying, well, if you use our app, you get shipping
free
for
delivery.
Free. Exactly.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are jumping onto the fact that the free delivery, it's not so much that there's convenience in the app, but that barrier of actually getting any sort of online shopping now is coming from the shipping.
Absolutely. And you'll see every day you'll get specifically targeted to you, requests. So, I mean, I would not get a request for, a man's magazine, for example, like a motorcycle magazine, or for men's clothing. It would be something similar to what I have shopped before, something that matches with that. Yeah, if I don't have children, I'm not going to get from Takealot, today's toy specials.
Yeah.
So it's very, very clever social engineering targeted to make you buy things actually that you don't want or need, but you do because it's on sale.
That's the definition of marketing, though.
Exactly.
So make people buy things
very
they never thought they needed in the first place.
Exactly.
And it's very cool to see how they are adopting it, though. Mm. I mean, so shipping is one, the cost of shipping is one barrier. And then this instant gratification society that we live in, you push add to cart, you push buy, you check out, and I've got 2 to 3 days to shipping, and you've got these options. 5 days will cost you this, two to 3 days overnight will cost you, okay, premium. So you can either pay more and get it sooner, or you can just chill out, relax, and do it the old-fashioned way, and maybe just wait a little bit.
Yeah.
But we're seeing that the society is just, we're so fast all the time. And Takealot, I actually drove past a tuk-tuk, Takealot tuk-tuk today.
I've seen them.
And what a great innovative way of actually adding to your marketing, but making sure that you
get through
advertising
at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see how they're adopting not just digital platforms or digital operations ways of doing things, but getting right into the thing and making it work for them as well.
Exactly.
And it's really great to see. But then, so we've taken a look at that's a formal sort of online shop, and there's a number of them all out there. I mean, there's the Sprees, the Superbulous, and they've all got great marketing campaigns around how they interact with their shoppers. And then there's sort of crowdsource the OLXs and the Gumtrees and stuff. Now, coming from dark web, you shared with us 2 weeks ago some pretty scary things about how you need to be safe on the internet. Now, with these crowdsource stuff, you're not buying from a vetted or a trustworthy place. You're buying from
a stranger.
Joe Blogs.
Yeah.
So, what is your sort of what have you guys come across with your business side of it that we need to be aware of?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you if you're going to meet with a seller that you don't know anything about, chances are really high that if you're purchasing tickets, those are counterfeit tickets, if you're purchasing an item, that they don't actually have that item. And there have been numerous reports of people being murdered, you know, being robbed, because you would invariably get somebody to come to your house to see the couch that you want to sell. So you're letting in 15 complete strangers when you're at home by yourself because they want to come around at 3:30 when your husband's not home or, you know, somebody isn't around. So you have to be careful, you know, physical security. You're inviting voluntarily a stranger into your home. You know, never mind the actual cybercrime aspect of that where I'm selling this couch. You say that you send me an SMS saying that you've made the transfer, but I can type that SMS in 2 seconds. Yeah. You know, I can type up, I can do a fake EFT confirmation from any bank. I just get their logo online and then I send it to you.
Yeah.
You release the goods to me and I'm gone.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So this idea of this over-convenient world is leading to a lot of over-complacency.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because you think, oh, if something goes wrong, then they'll refund me. You know, it's not my problem. I'm not going to have to deal with it. I'm not going to have to sort it out. So I'll just buy anything from anybody and meet any person anywhere.
And that's the thing, that nobody really gives a second thought. A lot of these apps that we've got, so we've already loaded our phones, our credit cards onto our phones.
Yes.
And it's because of that nature of convenience. And we're like, yay, cool, we're going to buy this. Cash, at least that mechanism of taking cash out of your wallet.
Exactly.
I hate it personally, the mechanism of having cash in my wallet because it burns holes.
But well, remember the old days when you had to write out a check, not just hand over $100, right?
Luckily, I just said hell no to that the whole thing. They were like, you need a checkbook. I'm like, why?
No,
that's
I won't
crazy.
Have it.
Like, that's as good as a fax these days.
Yeah,
who uses a fax machine?
Nobody.
So going forward, I mean, you've got your phone in there. You don't really have this. Do you think people have more buyer's remorse now because of this lack of...
Absolutely.
And that's a great question for the social media channels and for anybody who wants to call in. Have you ever bought something online that you thought would be a great idea and then received it 2 to 3 days later and be like, holy crap,
what am I going to do with this?
Why have I got this?
Yeah. And
you start re-gifting the hell out of
exactly,
it.
Exactly. I mean, go through any wardrobe and you'll find one item in there with a tag on because it looked nice and it was on sale when you walked past it. Now, online shopping makes it even more dangerous because you have subscriptions to 15 sites all sending you amazing specials of the day, specials for Valentine's Day, specials, you know, Friday special, Saturday specials, one-rand auctions.
Wednesday wine.
Exactly. Yeah. Everybody's got a special. And now, because it's, you know, 24-hour delivery, 48-hour delivery, and free shipping, you know, you're just buying stuff all the time that you don't need.
Yeah. And you'll get this free Zando bag if you buy now.
Like, exactly. Okay, cool. Exactly.
So, I'm blown away sometimes with some of the stuff that you get. But let's not bash it too much. Mm. There's convenience in it. And some of the convenience stuff is the gifting idea. Mm. So, like, my brother and his family have all moved down to Cape Town, and my little nephews had a joint first and third birthday party. And I was like, this is fantastic. We were able to go onto an online shopping experience, and we were able to choose age-relevant toys. And we had a good choice. It wasn't like, oh, well, okay, we'll just get whatever the heck is there. But we had a good choice of what was right for their age and also what price we were happy to sort of go.
Yeah.
And while we're there, like, Nat's my wife is saying, oh, cool, hey, look, there's shoes. And there is that spur of the moment stuff. But the gifting idea is we're not in Cape Town, but we can get something sent to them now.
Exactly.
If you can't be there, it's as good as being there.
Yes, exactly.
I'm sure that the presence of us is better than the presence without us. But
well, absolutely. If you look at online flower retailers, and to go buy a bunch of roses on the side of the road or from your local garage, etc., versus what it costs online, it's sometimes – quadruple the price, but
yeah.
you'll pay it
yeah.
because sometimes, I mean, obviously if you're in Cape Town, you want to send it there. But also if you just want to send one to a friend that you don't actually feel like seeing, or you're not going to have the time to see them
yeah.
and it's their birthday and you know, you're not going to get around to doing
it,
you
counts.
Just send
yeah.
them, you know, a bunch of flowers and you pay that premium price plus delivery, plus the vase,
yeah.
plus, oh, look, now it's 20% off the chocolate, so let
yeah.
me just add that in.
Yeah.
And before you know it, you've spent 1,000 rand on something that should cost you 150.
Yeah.
But we do it.
Well, Saturday the 13th of February, I'm sure that the sales for flowers and chocolates and teddy bears went through the roof.
Exactly.
I actually feel a little bit ashamed if I had to give somebody or my wife a fluffy white teddy bear holding a heart these days.
Yeah.
It's kind of really like you've given up.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
Like, guys, seriously. So like as much as it is the thought that counts,
yeah.
Because it's so easy to just randomly click on whatever is available,
mm.
You kind of find that there's a good and a bad side to this.
Mm.
And I think it's quite cool to see the psychology of how society is adopting this thing. But with PayPal projecting 47 billion
rand, it's crazy. It's insane.
It blows my brain.
Exactly.
But then you've got the flip side of this. So yay, it's convenient. Yay, I can spend cash wherever I want. I can do it on my phone. I don't have to go anywhere to shops. You've got people now that are sitting at home. And we did a chat about e-gamers, and we understand that there are gamers out there that literally do not leave their seats.
Yes.
I mean, there are an increase in adult nappies because of people
exactly,
sitting at home
exactly.
and not leaving. And that's,
yeah.
that scares me completely.
Yeah.
Society is doing some great stuff, yes, and it's very exciting to look at. But then you've also got the ramifications of too much convenience.
Well, precisely. And bear in mind that online scammers,
yeah.
you know, this is not something they do after they get home from work. This is a 24-hour,
yeah.
very extremely lucrative business. In 2014's Las Vegas were 5.8 billion rand.
Wow.
Billion to cybercrime. So, you know, if you don't have to get out of bed and you can use your adult nappies or whatever to scam thousands of people, you know, by selling puppies or concert tickets or whatever you decide, you know, and it's fraudulent goods.
Yeah.
You know, what a pleasure, honestly.
Yeah, and there's no recourse as well now.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's quite a thing. I mean, we hear these, just jumping back to people being stuck in their house, you hear of like 500-pound people being pulled out of their homes because they were ordering fast food
exactly.
and stuff.
Exactly.
Like, I really do hope that these people, if you're listening, order a treadmill.
Yes.
Order something. Like, if you
exactly.
can order everything online,
get one of those.
Yeah, order something that helps
yeah.
you get fit and do stuff.
Yeah.
So there's always something. And that's what I'm finding amazing with this idea of moving into the future.
Mm.
And the show's Futurology. So let's study where this could possibly go in the future.
Awesome.
I've seen the movie WALL-E. I'm sure you've seen
yes.
the movie WALL-E. And like in that, they say they take a parody role of what humans are going to be in the year 2029, I think it is.
Yeah.
And we're all these like blobs of meat with like disjointed bones
exactly.
that can't move anywhere.
Yeah.
But
it's not that unrealistic,
it
honestly.
It really isn't.
I mean, if you just look at the last, you know, 15, 30, 60 years on
yeah.
how we have evolved
yeah.
technologically and with the internet of everything now, where you can connect virtually anything to the internet. You know, you can have nanny cams in your house, you can spy on your children, you can spy on, you know, whoever you please. Like, everything is so connected.
Yeah.
But by having that connectivity, it makes you lazy, honestly, because
yeah.
you don't have to. You can sit in your house every single day playing games, have your groceries delivered, have your medicine delivered, have a doctor come over, have somebody come, you know, you order it online and get someone to come and wash your dog. You don't ever have to leave your house, actually, for anything.
Yeah.
Ever.
No. Good, bad. Where do you think that fits?
I think as with everything in life, it can be used for a negative purpose.
Yeah.
You know, we were chatting about the dark web 2 weeks ago,
yeah.
and the original creation of the dark web and the internet was for good purposes,
yeah.
you know, but there is always those people that
people
will...
out there, yes.
Exactly. So, I mean, online shopping is great. It's convenient. I've used it plenty, you know,
yeah.
but there is that fine line between becoming an online shopping addict. And I'm sure you've seen these shows, Hoarders.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, how easy. You don't have to leave your house. It's
yeah.
just crazy.
You might get pushed out of your house by all the stuff.
Perhaps.
But, yeah.
Perhaps.
So, but that's an interesting thing as well. I'm going back to this great article that I read in Meme Boom, and I think I'll tweet it later.
Mm.
What are we buying was one of the paragraphs that they went through. And they said that there is actually only 44% of cross-border shoppers have purchased the kind of goods that you've that we're looking at. So like your ebooks, your entertainment, your education items. And that means the rest of it, we're hoping, is being bought in South Africa, which
yeah.
is helpful in this sort of financial status where we're actually trying to promote local
absolutely.
Businesses.
And you don't have to contend with customs and, you know, really long delays as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the world of craft. I mean, I love the League of Beers, hashtag League of Beers. You guys are doing great work. And the ability to be able to get a a taste for something new.
Yes.
Maybe something that you wouldn't have had.
Exactly.
So it's nice, the spontaneous things that maybe you would buy something you wouldn't need.
Yeah.
But it's also nice to discover something new.
Yeah.
And I think that level of discovery is quite cool.
Yeah, that's how Groupon's doing so well.
Yeah.
Because you go and you would visit a restaurant or a venue or a spa or,
yeah,
you know, something that you haven't tried.
Yeah.
And because it's at 83% off and it's in close proximity, even though you actually would never really actually choose to go there,
yeah,
consciously,
yeah,
you think, oh, well, you know,
let's,
that's a
go,
hamburger, you know, at Hyde Park for 26 rand. I'm going to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. For you, is it more experiences, moments, or is it things?
Things.
You like things.
People love things. People like to be surrounded by nice things.
Okay.
You know, and whether it is a nice car or a nice cell phone. And,
yep,
and I want to chat about cell phones also.
Yes.
Just in terms of taking it back to a cybercrime element.
Yes.
What Symantec has reported is that the top five sectors breached. Number one is government, two is healthcare, three is computer software, four is financial, and five is retail. So in terms,
oh, wow,
of the amount of identity stolen, government and healthcare are 7 million. Computer software, 35 million. Financial, 80 million. And retail is 205 million identities stolen in 2014. In retail.
Just because of activity.
Exactly,
on
exactly.
Space.
And taking it back to a cybercrime aspect, if your cell phone goes missing,
yeah,
the reality these days, the new reality, is that someone is not stealing your Samsung S4 or your iPhone 1, 2,
they're
3,
not
whatever.
The thing.
They're not stealing that for the device.
Yeah.
They're stealing it for what's on there.
Yeah.
And what's on there is your login details.
Access to your life.
Yeah. Your, yeah, QR codes, because you have Zapper or SnapScan, you know, so you can just go to Mug and Bean and I have that person's device and I just scan it. You know, I have,
yeah,
your Uber details. So there's no confirmation for that. So we have to be careful when using online shopping, because the dangers associated with it without this two-step authentication or identification, it's just tap and go.
Exactly.
So you have to be careful of that.
It's quicker than you can even stop it. Yeah. So the idea then, going back to what we are buying, based on this article that they're saying, there's there are three main places. The first,
yes,
place is the ebooks, the applications, the things, the songs and the movies that you're buying online. So there's a lot of service-based purchases happening.
Mm.
So your subscription-based stuff, and we'll talk about Netflix and,
yes,
Simfies and all those,
yeah,
things that are getting introduced into the South African market. But then they break it down even more and they start saying that the next category in second place is fashion. And that makes, to me, that makes sense. I mean,
absolutely,
looking at Superbulous and the way you can do stuff, and then Spree's taken out and Zando's doing stuff. And there really are so many brands that you,
exactly,
have access to from one place. And again, so it's not just convenience to be able to shop online, but convenience of what you can buy in terms of these high level brands. It's not just like, oh, here's some stuff that was like dropped off on a ship passing by from Mauritius.
Exactly.
It was like, this is legit stuff.
Exactly.
And you're happy to pay it.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. You're happy to pay it at a premium price.
Yeah.
But, you know, the hook is today is 20% off dresses,
yep,
Tuesday.
They got me like,
you know,
that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, not with the dresses, but with the suit.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Yeah.
I was just going to say. But, you know, if you're going, you know, to a special event on Friday night and it's Tuesday, you can shop an entire clothing line, shoes, matching handbag, makeup. You can purchase,
yeah,
that entire outfit and have it by Friday.
Yeah, exactly. So that takes away a bit more of the experience. And for me, moments are important to me, the experiences. And I think to the girly girls that like to go,
yeah,
walk around the malls and stuff, that's the experience, that idea,
yeah,
of being able to walk around and, you know,
have lunch
and have
and
a thing.
And a frizzatino.
And do you find that, I'm seeing it now, I mean, we've got Mall of Africa being built up by Allendale, and that's looking like a monstrosity of a thing. I can't wait for, I think it's 10 weeks to go, and we're going to,
yeah,
pop out in there. So as much as online shopping is alive and well and growing, these physical bricks and mortar places are finding that experience is the thing. And
absolutely,
that's important.
Yeah, and I mean, for me to go to Mall of Africa, which is not in any proximity to where I live, I'll,
yeah,
go to check it out,
yeah,
but that will be it.
Yes.
Unless I, you know, for some reason want to have lunch with a friend there or that sort of thing, there's chances are I'll go and see it once.
Yeah.
But chances are I'm not going to go back, because there's nothing that shop will sell that something local, somebody, you know, 5Ks from me,
yeah,
won't sell, or that I can buy online. So why would I want to schlep all the way there in traffic, be frustrated, you know, we're having 34-degree, 37-degree,
yeah,
days.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Exactly.
You know, nobody wants to drive to the shop.
You can shop in your pool while,
exactly,
drinking G&T.
Exactly. While I'm on my cell phone.
Exactly.
You know, yeah.
Well, I found that, and I mean, for me to be dragged around a shopping center, as much as it's nice, I like to go in with purpose.
Yeah.
We're going to go have,
exactly,
lunch. We're going to go look at one or two things, and then we're going to go.
You're such a man.
See a movie. Yeah, yeah.
You're such a typical man.
But don't let's try not to deviate from the plan.
Yes.
So we go Christmas shopping. We go to the malls because why not? That's where everything is. But we go window shopping. We walk freaking high and low. We haven't bought a thing yet.
Yeah.
Eventually, I'm like, I need coffee. We're going to my convenience. We're going to sit down. We sit down. And while we're there, we're looking at exactly the same things that we just looked at the entire time on our phones, trying to see, well, not me. Nats is looking at it on her phone saying, it's better here.
Exactly. You price check it. So you go into a shop.
Yeah.
You want to purchase an espresso machine. So you price check it and say, oh, okay, well, actually, next door shopping center, or if I order it from Yuppie Chef or whatever.
Yeah, I get 15% off. Exactly. And I can get something for myself.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And it will come wrapped.
Yeah.
And I don't have to drive there, and I don't have to worry about it. So
Let's have lunch and not coffee.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Let's just have lunch and do all of our shopping while we're sitting in Mug and Bean.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's, and going to the third thing then on the list, this is, we've elongated this paragraph a little bit. I want to get through because I think it's quite interesting. That
absolutely.
These digital service-based things up front, fashion in second, and third place is electronic items. Now, I'm assuming electronic items, come Christmas time, everybody wants the latest console or whatever's up for grabs. But you look at Takealot. I mean, they've got a really good catalog of digital things.
Yeah.
And people are always – we're aspirational by nature and probably overly ambitious for the most part, but – the status symbol of having the best phone in your
hand.
You will buy your next phone with the current phone.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a cannibalist nature of tech.
Absolutely. And that's why I say people love things. They love to be surrounded by nice things, things that they don't use, things that they don't touch, but they're nice to look at.
Yeah.
You know, and invariably, that nice thing will still have the price tag on because nobody can touch it. You know, I'm sure you've been into those houses where you have to take your shoes off because I've spent...
They've laminated the couch.
Exactly. This humongous, insane amount on this white fur carpet. Well, what's the point? You know, you can't sit on my white couch, on my white leather couch. Don't drink wine, don't you dare. So just look at my nice stuff. Look at how nice I am with all my nice stuff, but you can't touch it.
It's crazy, the plastic cosmetic world.
Plastic is fantastic, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
that's cool. What's the rhyme with virtual then, if we're gonna go? It'll come. Maybe that'll be a tagline at some point. Munti's dying to get a tagline out of me that isn't the one that B1 uses all the time. So we'll see what comes out of this. Maybe it comes from here.
Perfect.
The one thing that's coming out, though, is brands are fighting really hard because of online shopping. So because there's this ability to compare immediately and to be quite discerning about things, brand loyalty is sort of like, well, tossed out the window.
Out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the reality is if I'm purchasing a coffee machine, I know I wanted to make coffee.
Yeah.
So I can... want to have nice things and go for the Nespresso.
Yeah.
Or I can be okay with just having coffee and go for a different brand.
Yeah.
But, you know, it obviously depends on the consumer. And price point is what dictates everything.
Yeah.
So why should I purchase it from store A at 5,000 Rand when I can get it from store B at 4,950 Rand? Yeah. And I will drive to store B or I will purchase it online to save that 50 Rand because we are so obsessed with price.
Yeah.
And as you said, loyalty, consumer brand loyalty does not exist at all.
And the online shopping spaces, they're doing bulk buying of things. They've got, I mean, you've got a market that can't fit into a bricks and mortar store.
Exactly.
So you've got millions of people looking at millions of stuff, things. So it's quite easy to start these bundle deals. So now you've got like, you might have the Sprada machine sitting over here and online and you're like, wow, that's really cool. But then the Nespresso machine comes on and says, well, get this. And then you can get 600 Rand off and you get this and you get a milk thing and you get some cups and you get, you're like, holy crap, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And so the upsell ability. Now, this is what we were talking about earlier as well. So it's very convenient. People have got their credit card loaded and they're always selling you things that you maybe didn't need or didn't want, or you're buying more than you had. Now, the responsibility of online shopping. How responsible are people being? Are they? It's not something that we've ever heard of. And it's something that I'm sure you come across quite often.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, because South Africans have this mentality that cybercrime is not an issue here.
Yeah.
And, you know, nobody's going to target me because I'm an SME or I'm, you know, one individual, Joe Bloggs or Candace Sutherland, for example.
Yeah.
And it's such a completely wrong mentality to have. And you know, Norton ranked us, the Semantic Report ranked us third in the world in terms of cybercrime. Third. Okay, not sub-Saharan Africa or not Africa, third in the world.
Who's first, one and two, do you know?
Brazil is first and Mexico and China actually ranked us second.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So
we're in good company then, eh?
Third in the world. And but we still, you know, after
that's not an achievement, everybody.
Exactly.
If anybody's leaving, this is not a good thing.
Exactly. 5.8 billion Rand lost to cybercrime.
Oh,
but we still think, oh, you know, we have that mentality of it's not going to happen to me or, you know, they'll go for somebody else. And the reality is if you live your life online and you are doing online shopping and, you know, QR codes and scanners and this and that and downloading every single app that you can find because you just got your new phone, you definitely are at risk. And it's so important to educate children. You know, children who are purchasing, children who now
in-app purchases and exactly stuff, and these kids things
exactly, and children who have are given iPads instead of books and paper, you know, and pencils at school. They start learning, and the entire syllabus is loaded on an iPad. Yeah. But what are they doing on that iPad after hours? You know, I have had numerous clients call me and say, my child has racked up a 20,000 rand iTunes bill because they just buy because you just have to click the button.
Yeah.
You don't have to put in codes and details.
It's often like sparkly and green
exactly
and all that kind of stuff.
Mom won't know.
Candy Crush. I'm going to buy 42,000 of those things.
Exactly, exactly.
Because my game keeps playing, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. So, I mean, you have to talk to people about this. It's the same as using telemarketing where, you know, back in the day you had to purchase something over the phone.
Yeah.
You know, for you to impersonate somebody else, it's very easy.
Very
like
easy.
For me to... you know, call the bank and say, I want to transfer from my husband's account. This is his ID number, et cetera, when I don't know that person, just because I found their ID book on the floor.
His mother's maiden name was this.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why online shopping is dangerous, because there is no human interaction at all. There is no certification or any, you know, two-point authentication system. I can call and say, this is my credit card number. Or log on and say, this is my credit card number. Here's my CVV number because I found a wallet lying, you know, on Rivonia Road.
Yeah.
And I can go crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And
I have a question.
Yeah, Muntu.
Awesome.
Muntu's in the studio, everybody.
Yay.
The unspoken hero of Cliff Central, actually, when we're doing this. He's the guy that keeps us on air and makes sure that everything sounds and is good.
You're too kind.
Talk Thank about. You.
But I wanted to know, I'm digitally challenged.
Okay.
I have no skills there. But I want to know if I buy something and I happen to be scammed, who's responsible for that? Am I going to be reimbursed?
Mm.
Where do I go? Who do I speak to?
Because it happened to me last week and
yeah. So help me out.
Yeah.
I want to know.
So I get that question from clients a lot. So if it's a situation that I want to purchase a Pekingese and I go on junk mail, for example, and I pay somebody 6,000 rand because this Pekingese will be flown up tomorrow from wherever it is, and then my little Pekingese doesn't arrive. Chances are of you catching that person, slim to none. You know, you can go to the police, you can report it, you can open a case, but that cell phone number no longer exists and the advert is gone. So who did you speak to? You have no idea. No real names.
So basically no recourse.
No recourse. In terms of what SHA does in terms of cyber insurance, you know, if there is a network security breach and the client suffers a financial loss on this first party or third party claims and expenses resulting from a network security breach, then you have a cyber insurance policy that will respond to that. But in terms of you as an individual, you have to be careful, and that's the thing. Sometimes you just don't know. It looks legit. You can meet with that person in a shopping center. Everything seems valid and verified. You get your tickets for Ultra, which is happening this weekend. You get to the door and they scan it and the ticket's fake. And I was reading an interesting article about QR codes where they said, to the naked eye, QR codes, which are those little black barcodes that you scan, to the naked eye, to you and me and Brett Squared, even if both of you were here, it's not decipherable.
Yeah.
But to a trained hacker, they would be able to crack that code in seconds just by looking at it.
Wow.
Yeah, no.
A second hit.
Mm. Yeah, no, it's crazy.
So it is, yeah.
Right, thank you.
Thank you.
Cool. I was so encapsulated. Like, that is a good question, actually. Like, there are so many people out there doing it. And the thing that I get is, like, whose responsibility is it? And ultimately, I think it always comes down to the people interacting in the first place. So there's this sort of mentality at the moment when terms and conditions come up.
Yeah.
Everybody with an iPhone that everybody doesn't an update, and I'm sure it's the same on Androids as well.
Mm.
You've got to say, I accept all the terms and conditions. There's this general consensus that anything that takes longer than 10 seconds to read, you just push OK and keep going because you've bought this thing. It's the bright and shiny new thing that you just had delivered by someone. And you pull out the box. The first thing I want to do is start downloading apps.
Yeah.
Getting my cloud on my device.
Yeah.
And I have to go through this 42-page like disclaimer and like what color underpants do I wear on Tuesday. But nobody cares.
Exactly.
And that's where you get caught.
Yes.
So like you can read all of these things. Mm. And what is the... How much of a role should we be playing in reading all of these T's and C's when buying things online?
Mm. I mean, I think people don't read Like, you don't read manuals, you don't read the T's and C's. And even if you did, the language that they write it in is actually very
legalese,
difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well be in Japanese,
yeah.
actually. So it's very important, but if you look at what's happening on Facebook quite a lot lately, where there's these ridiculous videos like, click here to put your 2015 year in review and it'll do a slideshow. Okay, but I'm giving that app authority to look at my pictures, use my information, and I'm giving them permission to sell that onto whoever they please in any country in the entire world. So if I want to know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And people say, oh, but it's a nice video and I want to see my year in review, so I don't actually care because cybercrime's not a problem here.
Yeah.
Well, you know, third in the world, 5.8 billion rand lost. And the reality is, you know, if you may not be the target, perhaps somebody in your company is. Somebody in your company is that target. So through computer forensics, they would be able to trace where that interception happened. And if it is your boss finds out that it's because you clicked on a stupid Facebook app or downloaded a flashlight on your phone that's infected with malware, you know, you can kiss your job goodbye.
Yeah. And people, the companies are getting better at this. They're getting better at making sure that the firewalls are in place, but also that they're tracking what's happening on machines.
Yeah.
And is that something that you guys talk to businesses about? Like, it's important to know that this is something that you would do?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's only so much the business can do. It's exactly like, you know, the question we spoke about earlier in terms of banks and whose responsibility is it. There's only so much the bank can do because they are those people that go out and they write their ATM PIN on the back of their you know, ATM card.
You can't
card.
Fix stupid, unfortunately. Exactly. So, guys, stop being stupid. Don't do it. Just
or
think about it.
Or they'll make, you know, their PIN code something silly like their date of birth.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are those people that do that.
They SMS it to somebody and say, hey, this is my PIN code. Just remember this for me. And
Or they save it on their cell phone under APSA PIN code, ATM PIN code, 1234, or, you know, their birthday. So there's
I've had somebody's PIN code. Sorry, I've had somebody's in their contact card.
Yes.
I've had somebody send me their PIN codes.
Oh, my word,
and
really?
Like, yeah, the alarm security thing, their anniversary date, and everything in their contact card.
Yeah.
Because, like, oh, it's safe. But
There's this fantastic little app that I use called Camcard.
Yeah.
So if I'm going out and I'm seeing clients, you know, you don't want to collect 1,500 business cards.
Yeah.
So I click on the little app and it takes a photo of that business card and translates it into a full contact, which is
awesome.
So
that's the app of the day. B1 wasn't here to do it,
Camcard. Yeah.
Get that app,
and
guys.
You can use it on your iPad and all of that, and it's great, and it has the email address,
awesome.
Full name, etc., etc. It's a great feature without me having to send somebody a contact. So, you know, because human error happens.
Of course.
You know, people do silly things. You're absent-minded. You're not thinking. You've had a tough day, and you know, your cell phone gets stolen.
Your world.
Exactly. Your cell phone gets stolen. You leave it on the Gautrain, for example, you know, and the amount of information that we put on those constantly connected supercomputers that everybody's walking around with. And stats say that average South African user has 26 online accounts, but 5 passwords.
Yeah.
5 passwords for 26 online accounts.
It changes the meaning of pay it forward.
Exactly.
You really are not trying to do this.
Exactly.
And there aren't any calls, so I think we're going to try and keep the lines open. Guys, we've got 10 minutes left of the show today. Time flies. It goes
crazy.
Could we buy you some bitcoins to buy some more or get online? But we'll always have a chat, and if Candace has got some questions that come through in the week, we might have you back on the show,
absolutely.
I'm sure.
Absolutely.
But if you've got any calls in the next 10 minutes, it's 0861 555 189. I'll try to say that normally. 0861 555 189. If you'd like to send us a tweet, it's at cliffcentral.com, hashtag Futurology, and let us know. There's Facebook and there's WeChat as well, so if you guys want to jump onto the social media, whatever's convenient for you, let us know. Getting into WeChat as well, I've seen some amazing stuff happening on WeChat. Now, they've got wallets.
Yes.
And they've got stuff. So now, it's fine when an online shop is an online shop, it's pretending to be an online shop, and it's doing everything correct. And you assume as a shopper, I've got SSL encryption and I've got all the necessary things in place. But then you get platforms like WeChat, which and I'm not knocking WeChat. I think it's really innovative of them to be able to incorporate businesses and shopping and all this. But it's where the line starts to blur a little bit for me, where you start having an instant messaging thing or a broadcast messaging thing becoming a shopping platform.
Yeah.
Facebook did it as well with their carts.
Exactly.
And I think my question here is, are we going to see lots of this going into the future? Are we going to start seeing platforms adopting more e-commerce?
I think so. I mean, the only way for retailers and app developers and companies in South Africa, the only way for them to be cutting edge is be the first one to do it.
Yeah.
And if their competition is doing it, then they have to do it, and they have to do it better, cheaper, quicker, faster,
exactly.
You know, lower shipping rates, that sort of thing. So
you've also got to be where the customers are.
Exactly, exactly. And trying to just track consumer spend, you know, and consumer algorithms is very important because, you know, if you are in America and you have Swarm, which is a check-in kind of app,
yeah.
You can go to a coffee shop, you check in there, you'll earn points for that. But, you know, if you get to a certain amount of points, then you'll get a free coffee or you get a salad of the day or you yes. become the mayor.
Yeah.
So there's all these reward little programs. Yeah. But, you know, the reality is that that person is tracking you, your physical location, yeah. and reporting it to whoever they are in association yeah. with.
You're stuck in this closed-loop network that
exactly,
is not
exactly.
as secure as you maybe would want to do.
Yeah, but it does help the retailer say, you know, okay, Candace is in my store.
Yeah.
Candace is, you know, likes shoes, and she likes high-heel peep toes, so let's point her in that direction
yeah.
so that she doesn't waste her time.
No, that's exactly. I mean, this is part of what I do for a living as well, is try and help people sort of get the best out of the engagement
yeah.
and make sure. But again, our philosophy at Big Brave Side is that we believe that there is value at all points of engagement.
Absolutely.
So while it's nice that you've got a platform and you've got a captive audience or whatever, and you're going to engage with them in this manner, what are they getting out of it?
Mm.
What are you getting out of it?
Mm.
And is it fair?
Yeah.
I think you've got to maintain the level of fairness. And I think
Absolutely.
That's what gets lost in this digital space quite quickly.
Mm.
And sometimes, unfortunately, it's because of costs. We've had a number of clients saying, well, why is this the managed server with Thought SSL encryption so important for an e-commerce platform? We're like, well, because it is.
Exactly.
It's not for you.
Yeah.
Well, it's for you.
Yes.
But it's for your customers as
exactly.
well.
Exactly.
It's the same way, like, you wouldn't have a moat with piranhas in it in front of your shop if you were going to walk in.
Exactly.
You want to try and make it as safe and comfortable for people.
Well, that's why, you know, I mean, when coming back to 46-page T's and C's,
yeah.
is it fair that you expect me as a consumer to actually read this? Is
yeah.
that fair? You know, because chances are 99.9% of people are not going to read it.
No.
But if something goes wrong and I try
There's
and
no
sue
recourse.
You, then you say, but you clicked. You
yeah.
clicked yes. You clicked accept. You said I can have access to anything that I so desire.
Yeah.
So,
and how does is there a regulation around that, around the misleading nature of T's and C's?
I mean, not really. So South Africa is looking at adopting a number of new legislation pieces. The cyber crimes bill, you
yeah.
know, we're still waiting for the Poppy regulator
yeah.
To actually be appointed. But we've got the Electronic Communications and Transactions Act, and that imposes heavy penalties.
Yeah, yeah.
So it says any person who intentionally, without authority or permission to do so, intercepts data, corrupts data, deletes data, they will not face a penalty exceeding 5 years. So there are actually
wow.
implications,
yeah.
but... You know, how do I find
well.
That person?
Yeah.
Exactly. Do I want to find them? You know, because we've had numerous clients that have had catastrophic financial
yeah.
losses. I'm talking hundreds of thousands of rands. And then they get scammed by a private investigator. They get scammed by the next person. Nobody
yeah.
wants to listen to their story. The police don't help them, so they just give up because it's too much effort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It comes down to cost, though, as well.
Mm.
So, like, how valuable is it that we catch this person?
Well, exactly.
And that'll lead to... So the next question I'm trying to get to is, what is the limit to the most expensive thing you should be able to buy online?
Yeah.
And if we're talking about this spending responsibly, I don't want to go with my sort of, oh, yay, I've now got a really fancy credit card. I'm in the Platinum Club or I'm in the Black Card Club. I don't want to go and buy a 10 million rand house
yes.
online.
Yes.
Like, there should be a certain level where, like, all right, cool. A million rand, maybe that's the limit.
Yeah.
Like,
I think it was on IT Web, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm.
In December, there was an article on the most expensive things that you can purchase
yeah.
online. And Macro had, you know, a bottle of whiskey that you could purchase
yes,
for 650,000 rand.
Johnny Walker
Crystal,
the yeah. Jubilee thing, yeah.
Exactly. And the thing is, people will do that.
Yeah.
I mean, how ludicrous that you firstly have an account that can do
yeah.
that in one
Who
fatal
are
transaction.
You?
Exactly.
And why are you, if you've got that, why don't you have a life that is not behind
exactly.
your computer?
Exactly.
Maybe that's where the life was started, though.
Yeah, but I mean, if you have this account that has, you know, unlimited transactions per day,
yes.
that you can purchase these massive things. And I remember when I was moving out of home and I was trying to go purchase a TV and a bed and a microwave,
yeah.
I had planned and, you know, anticipated this for ages and ages
you
and ages.
You phoned the bank and said, I'm doing this now. Are you sure?
Got there
yeah.
and I couldn't swipe for a single
yeah.
thing because it was over the daily limit.
Yeah.
So back in that day, you know, it was a while ago,
yeah.
if I could have made those transactions online, it would have suited me much better because I wouldn't
yes.
have had to go from shop to shop to shop to shop. I would have just had to swap windows.
Oh,
actually.
The good old-fashioned day.
Exactly.
Times. But I mean, I've seen you can hire a private island for a party online.
Yeah.
You can buy a 10 million rand engagement
ring. You can rent a tiger.
Yeah, you can rent a tiger. Yeah. Have you rented a tiger?
I have
yet?
Not.
Okay.
But you can purchase drugs. You can purchase ammunition. You can...
Yeah, well, the dark web's that scary
download
place.
Child pornography. You can do anything
online.
There isn't
anything you cannot
exactly.
do.
Exactly. And all for a price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's pretty terrifying when you look at all that. But I think the message that we want to leave people thinking about, it is going to grow.
Absolutely.
Do it, but do
safely.
It responsibly.
Exactly.
And take a look at what the options are. The important thing is don't just buy things for the sake of buying them. And when you do buy them, make sure that you are familiar with where you're buying it from.
Yeah, and check that item. So many of my clients, and what I've heard online, is that people will say, oh, you know, I got this item delivered. You have a 7-day return policy, but I haven't opened it, and it's been 3 months, and it's actually defective.
Yeah.
Then why did you buy it?
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. There's there's no give back sometimes. I mean,
exactly.
there's a couple of guys that do free shipping returns and stuff, but there's so many backwards and forwards that it could happen. There was a negligence, was this. So just always make sure that you're going to do
absolutely.
It. Absolutely. And if you're going to do it responsibly.
Absolutely.
So have we got a song one too? No? Are we going to talk a little bit more?
Awesome.
The future of shopping for you.
Yes.
Are we going to move into a space where we have chips in our arms? Are we going to... How absurd is it going to get? Are we going to end up on the Wally ship in 2029?
I don't know if you've heard of Li-Fi.
Not yet.
So Li-Fi is Wi-Fi, but it's
in
through lights.
Yes, yeah. No, I have heard of that.
Yeah, so the world is constantly changing. Yes. And if you don't keep up, so in my particular area where I live, you know, there's this massive rollout of people doing fiber and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, I can cancel my DSTV and I can get Netflix. I can cancel my ADSL and I can do Wi-Fi. But Li-Fi is coming next week, so...
Yes.
You know, how do you keep up?
Exactly. If we're going to get Li-Fi, we're going to get Shopify.
Exactly.
And it's going to get crazy.
Exactly.
Just blink and you've bought.
Exactly.
So I'm not going to wrap up like B1 wraps up because I'm going to leave that for B1 to say when he gets back. And he can tell us all about his hurricanes and cyclones and what fun he's had. But if I want to leave you with this, guys. This has been Futurology. If you're going to shop online, do it responsibly. Check you next week.
Download the Cliff Central app. Available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store. This is CliffCentral.com.